So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Marbin ala Sachar ve'im Marbin ala Mechar. It is permitted for a landlord to increase the rent in exchange for delayed payment, but it is forbidden to sell one's property for a higher price in exchange for delayed payment. The Mishnah elaborates, Ketzad hisker lo yischad seiri va'amar loy, if someone rented out a property under the following terms. Im me'ach shavata noisin li hariyu l'cha be'esu slom l'shana. Vim shal chaydish b'chaydish, sell l'chaydish. You can either pay me 10 sela for the entire year's rent upfront, or you can pay me monthly at a rate of 1 sela a month, totaling 12 sela per year. Mutter, this arrangement is permitted. However, if someone sold the property with the following terms, you can either pay me 1,000 zuz now, or 1,200 zuz at the time of threshing. Aser, this arrangement is forbidden. And the Gemara asks, Maishna Rishna, Maishna Seifa. Why is the first case not considered agar natar, while the second case is considered agar natar, charging for delayed payment, which resembles interest on the loan and forbidden? And the Gemara explains, in the first case of hisker, a rental, since schiris eni mishtalemis ela b'saiv, the rent is only due at the end of the rental period. Therefore, kim de lemot zamne lemigva lav agar natar le. Since he does not owe payment at the beginning of the rental period, he's not charging extra for delayed payment. Rather, mashbahu dehochi shavya, the higher price at the end of the month is the actual price. And the esaslom leshana oizulehu dekomoizlegabe, he's offering a discount for early payment. However, in the second case of mecher, a sale, kiven dezvininenu uboy lemishkol demeim achshav agar notar lehu. Since he's obligated in payment immediately upon acquiring the property, the elav zuz is the actual price, and the extra amount of v'im l'gurin b'shnei masar mana is a surcharge for delayed payment and therefore forbidden. The Gemara then discusses several instances where delayed payment may be permitted. Amar Rav Nachman, Tarsha Shari, it is permitted to sell merchandise at a higher price in exchange for delayed payment. The Gemara reconciles this statement with our Mishnah's ruling, Ein Marbin ala Mecher, as follows. Hasam katzle, hachale katzle. In the Mishnah's case, he explicitly offered both payment options, and that is forbidden. However, in Rav Nachman's case, he only states the higher price, and that is permitted, even though it is implicitly understood that the buyer would receive a better price if he paid immediately. Amra Papa, Tarsha didi vaday shari. Beer was cheaper in Tishrei when it was readily available right after the harvest, and more expensive in Nisan when supply was limited. Rav Papa sold beer in Tishrei for the more expensive price in exchange for delaying payment until Nisan, and explained his rationale. Shechroi lei pasid, zuzi lei tzrichna. The beer will not spoil, and I do not need the money right now, and so I can easily wait and sell my beer when the price rises. Therefore, anahu dekarvinna milsegab lekech. I am doing the buyer a favor by selling it to him right now, and so this is not considered agar natar. However, the Gemara challenges this logic. From your perspective, this is indeed the fair price. But from the buyer's perspective, he's paying a premium for delayed payment. Because ilu havalu zuzi, have a shakli ki hashta. Hashta de les lu zuzi, shakli ki yukri de lakame. He's only paying the higher price because he has no money now to buy at the current cheaper price. David the Gemara of Samaches rules, les hilchasa ketarshi papanoi. The arrangement of Rav Papa is not permitted, and as Tais explains, Kishashar Kavua Havakakats. Although Rav Papa did not mention two options, nevertheless, since there was an established cheaper market price available, there are clearly two options, and choosing delayed payment is considered agar natar. I'm Rav Chama, Tarsha Didi Vadishari. My arrangement is certainly permitted, as Rashi explains. Rav Chama sold goods to merchants on credit at a higher price, which they could fetch elsewhere. After transporting and selling it there, they would use the proceeds to buy and bring back goods that were cheaper there and sell them here, which was their profit. When the money was due, they would pay Rav Chama for his goods at the higher price for which they sold it. Now, there are two concerns which would render this arrangement agar natar and forbidden. One, they only agreed to the higher price in exchange for the delayed payment. Rashi addresses this concern and explains, Hu mekabel alav achrayis derech ba'alicha. Rav Chama retained responsibility for the merchandise on the way there. Therefore, lahavi milva gabayu acha perkmatya nimkeres. He owns the goods until they are sold there, and the money only converts to a loan at that point. And so the higher price he received was the actual value of the loan, and is not ribis. However, as Tesis explains, there is another concern. They transported and sold his merchandise for him at no profit in exchange for the loan, and this service should be considered interest on the loan. Rav Chaim in the Gemara addresses this concern himself and explains. Since they represented Rav Chama, they enjoyed the status accorded to Talmidei Chachamim and that they were exempt from taxes and received exclusive rights to sell their merchandise. They sold his merchandise in exchange for these benefits and not for the loan. The Gemara rules Hilchos HaRav Chama, the arrangement of Rav Chama is indeed permitted. Zok the Mishnah, Mochalo Esasad de Menosle Mikzas Damim. If someone purchased a field and gave a partial payment, Va'amar Loi, Emos Sai Shetir Tzahavi Mois, Betula Shalcha. And the seller said, you shall take possession of the field when you pay the balance. Aser, this transaction is forbidden. The Gemara contrasts several forms of this arrangement. The Mishnah refers to a case where the seller said, when you pay the balance, the field is yours retroactively. Therefore, this case always involves interest, as Rashi explains. If the seller gets the produce in the interim, if the buyer eventually pays the balance, he owned the field retroactively, and the seller got the produce as interest for the delayed payment. Conversely, if the buyer gets the produce in the interim, the buyer might not pay the balance, in which case the seller will return the initial payment and the field remains his, and Mois HaRishaynis Kemilva Ba'alma Hayu Eitzel Meicher V'Zeachol Peres Beschari. In retrospect, the original payment was actually a loan to the seller, and the buyer will have gotten the produce as interest. Therefore, if such a sale is made, Mishal Shlin Esa Peres, the produce is given to a third party until the field's ownership is determined. Chimaisis Kani. If the seller stipulated when you pay the balance, you will then take possession of the field, Meicher Echel Peres, the seller retains full ownership of the field and may eat the produce in the interim. Kone Me'achsha V'Zuzoy L'Havi Halvah Gabach. If the seller stipulated, the sale is effective immediately, and you owe me the balance of the payment as a loan, L'Keich Echel Peres, the buyer immediately assumes full ownership of the field and may eat the produce. Kani Keshir Zuzach, if the seller said, you can now acquire a portion of the field equal to the value of this payment, and the rest when you pay the balance, Shneim Mutaran, both the seller and the buyer may eat the produce of the respective portions of the field. The Gemara points out, Masnitin Deloik Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah which discusses a case where only one of two possible outcomes involves interest and forbids this, holds Tzad Echad Beribis Aser, and disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda who holds Tzad Echad Beribis Mutar. Similarly, another Brisa states, Machol loy bayis, machol loy sada. If someone sold a house or a field, V'amar loy likshiyu li mois hechzirim li aser. The seller may not stipulate that he retains the option to buy back the property, because if he does exercise this option, it would nullify the sale retroactively, and the produce consumed by the buyer in the interim would be considered interest. This Brisa clearly holds tzad echad beribis aser. However, the Brisa concludes, likshiyu lucha mois hechzirim loch mutter. The buyer may reassure the seller that he will sell it back to him, because given the meicher boilas nuye v'hochel lekeach komasni amrit pitume mila ba'almahu. Since the seller would normally make the stipulation and instead the buyer is offering, we assume that he merely intends to appease him, but it is not a commitment. And so nasikam ando amale midaite. It is as if the buyer explicitly stated that it is his option to decide later whether to honor his word. Therefore, if he does, it is a new sale which takes effect at that time, but not retroactively. This discussion continues into the next daf.